John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. So pleased you've joined us. Well, there is good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you even when you're walking away from Him, and He is still waiting for you. So, Lord, I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great day, great boldness this day to bring your word. Lord, that you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. So, what is God's nature like? We should look at that again. What does he think of you? We go to Psalm 145, 8 and 9. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your words, all your works, Lord, will thank you. Loved and faithful followers and will praise you. Thank you, Lord, that you will speak glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. Okay, friend, the Lord is merciful and compassionate, is what he's saying to you. He is filled with love for you. He fills you, and he wants you to speak of the glory of his kingdom, to give examples of his power. We see in Luke wrote in the book of Acts, it tells that Jesus continued to do the teaching through his people that you love one by the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus indwells his people by his Spirit, working and speaking through them. Each of us is different, friends, utterly unique. There is no one person on earth like you, nor has there ever been, nor will there ever be. Of the billions of people on the world stage from creation to the return of Christ, only one person is like you. It's you. Jesus wants you to use your strengths and weaknesses, your personal trait, your makeup, your reaction as an individual, your gifts and your talents and your abilities. We are uniquely created by God to serve Him. And we shall never bemoan, we should never bemoan the way he left to control every part of our life. We ask him to work through us for his glory today. We look at Jesus in Peter the Apostle, okay, what happened there. Peter's depicted as rash and hasty, irritable and capable of great anger. He was always the first to pipe up and answer Jesus' questions or ask questions. Peter denied Jesus three times. Following his resurrection, Jesus took special care to rehabilitate Peter and assure Peter he was forgiven. Peter is pictured as gentle but firm, and as his professions of love for Jesus, capable of great loyalty and love, Peter took adversity and trials and mistakes he encountered and continued to love Jesus without hesitation. He didn't allow the why not to defeat him, but used them to change altogether from an arrogant man to a humble disciple. See, God used Peter with all his imperfections. He will certainly use you because you are unique. This message has been that God loves you, he always has, and he always will. God is saying you are unique, and he has a destiny for you to fulfill. There's a calling over your life. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this is your day. He has never turned anyone away in all of history, and friend, you will not be the first. It doesn't matter what you have done, how far from God you've gone away. God loves you, and he wants to receive you. He wants to come in, and give your heart to him, and give him. He will give you direction for the rest of your life. It is the most important decision you will ever make in making Jesus the Lord of your life. We see this in Romans 10, verse 9 and 13, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. My friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. He has a destiny for you to fulfill. So that Psalm 103:12, he has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Friend, you can pray it out loud. My past has passed away. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am free from all condemnation. Amen. And may you understand who you are in God's kingdom and have the power to be victorious over all things. Right, this scripture today is from Ephesians 1:11. It says that in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with purpose of his will. So the message here is, it's all in the plan. See, friend, it's easy to go through life wondering how things are going to work out, hoping to make the right decisions, or being stressed out over finances. You don't have to worry about your future. Your life is divinely orchestrated. God has already laid out the plan. The Apostle Paul says that God is working all things according to his will. It's not according to who likes you, how much talent you have, what family you come from, or even how many mistakes you make. It's according to his will. He's behind the scenes and in directing your steps, but directing your steps of the people you need. He's not just in control of your life, he's in control of the circumstances. Nothing happens randomly, friend. You are not at the mercy of setbacks. You don't have to get upset because the door closed. God wouldn't allow it to happen if it wasn't on your blueprint. It's not going to keep you from your purpose. It's leading you to your purpose. So my prayer for you is that, Father, thank you for the promises that you've given them, and that you will work out your plans for their life. Thank you for that they will stay in peace, knowing that you are working behind the scenes at divine outcomes. Help them to be patient and know that you are bringing them to their purpose in Jesus' name. So the wisdom key for this scripture here is that those who do not respect your assignment disqualify themselves for a relationship. Okay. God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and poverty. This is when you're praying for the sexuality. So healing is your right as a born-again child of God. We go to Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he spoken and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make good? See, friends, this is one of the most powerful verses on healing that you will find, because it describes the character of God who cannot lie. You must establish in your heart who God is. Understand he cannot lie. You can know with a surety the scriptures are true. Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord who heals you. He said it, therefore he will make it good. We can find that the same concept that God cannot lie in Titus 1:2, the kind of truth that changes lives so that they can have eternal life, which God promised them before the world began, and he cannot lie. So that's in Titus 1:2. In Hebrews 6:18 it says that He has given us both his promise and his oath, two things we can completely count on, for it is impossible for God to tell a lie. Now all those who flee to him to save them can take the new courage that he has such assurance from God. Now they know without doubt that he will give them the salvation he has promised them. Well, see, the word salvation in the original Greek writings is sozo. Its meaning goes beyond just the forgiveness of sins. Sozo also carries physically healed and of diseases and delivered from your enemy. So we go to Isaiah 53, 3, 4, and 5. We despised him and rejected him, a man of sorrows, acquainted with bitter grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. When we went by, he was despised and we didn't care. Yet it was our griefs he bore, our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were punishment from God for his own sins, but he was wounded and bruised for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was lashed and we were healed. What we have to know today is that at the same time Jesus carried your sins on the cross, he actually carried your sicknesses, disease, and infirmities at the same time. This is not something that has to be done, but was already done 2,000 years ago. We see in Matthew 8, 16 and 17, that evening, several demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus, and when he spoke a single word, all the demons fled, and all the sick were healed. This fulfilled a prophecy. He took our sicknesses and bore our diseases. So Jesus bore them, and because he bore them, we can identify with what he did for us 2,000 years ago. We don't need for him to come back and hang on a cross again to pay the price again. The price has already been paid. In identifying that what he did for us 2,000 years ago, but the fact that this has been made available to every single believer, that it's our choice. The choice is ours. In 1 Peter 2:24, he personally carried the load of our sins in his own body when he died on the cross, so that we can be finished with sin and live for good, live the good life from now on. For his wounds have healed ours. This is past tense. It's already happened. Acts 10:38. And you no doubt know that Jesus of Nazareth was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were possessed by demons, for God was with him. Every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus took place because the anointing of the Holy Spirit was present. It was a display of God's power against the impossibilities in the lives of men and women. The deaf heard, the dumb spoke, the blind saw, the crippled leapt for joy. The lepers received cleansing and were made whole. The demon-possessed were set totally free. Jesus attributed all his results to the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. See in Acts 1:8, but when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power to testify about me with great effect. See, every time Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom, he commissioned them to heal the sick and cast out demons every time. The Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then you confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Lay a hand on that part of that needs a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray. And remember Romans 8:11. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Messiah from the dead will also make alive or quicken, accelerate, active or revive your mortal bodies through his Spirit, because he abides within you. Okay, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I come against every single pain, the root cause of the pain. I curse that pain in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind and break the power of it, and I command you to leave them and loose them and set them free. And I command you be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them right now, Lord. Give them a creative miracle that they have longed for by the power of the blood of Jesus. And I command you to torment them no more. Pain out. Tell you we get neck, back and spine, joint problems. I bind and break the power, and I command you to go from there. Leave them and loose them and set them free. I command a creative miracle to be healed and made whole that they have longed for, that creative miracle that they have longed for. Let the anointing of heaven heal them, Lord. Fill their hearts with your goodness, Lord, so that they'll be tormented no more by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, Lord, for your magnificent healing. I come against cancers and tumors and growths, and I bind and break your power. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree, so I curse these growths and tumors and cancers at the roots. I curse you, and I command you to shrivel and die. I command you to come out of the body. Let the fire of heaven burn out every single cell of cancer, tumors or growth. Burn it out, Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching them right now, that your power is flowing in. The power of heaven, the anointing of heaven is touching them right now. And heart and blood disorders, organs, all infirmities. I bind and break these conditions, and I break it off of them in Jesus Christ. Set them free, Lord. I command them to be healed and made whole. Give them a total miracle that they have longed for. Let the anointing of heaven heal every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning, Lord. Be healed. Be healed and made whole by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And broken emotions, we break the power of broken emotions. Be healed and made whole. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated today. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. We thank you, Lord. Every burden and yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Well, friends, divine healing can be instantaneous, we know that, but it can also be progressive, for it unfolds over a period of time. We see that in Mark 8 and Luke 17. But the Bible says, have faith and make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. The Bible says that 80%, the neurologists say that 80% of all sicknesses are from our emotions. We must forgive. Maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And do not fear. Do not let fear come upon you. And God heals that he would reveal his glory. It says that after Jesus had healed a very sick, troubled man, he told him to go tell what great things the Lord has done. So we'd like to hear from you if you've had a miraculous healing. We'd like to hear from you. And so today's blessing is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that however you have been wounded, God will restore what has been taken from you. For he has the ability and willingness to bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ask or imagine, because he is the God of infinite supply. Be blessed with the anointing today in Jesus' name. Shalom. Amen. Let your will be done.
cares and burdens onto you I roll. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Ooh.